Welcome back to the News at One. I'm joined by the master of one of the three big maternity hospitals in Dublin, the master of the Coombe Women and Infants University Hospital, Dr. Sharon Sheehan. Thank you for coming into studio, but you are coming in here today into this studio to tell us that the Coombe Hospital won't be ready from the 1st of January to provide abortion services as planned. What are the pressure points for you?
That's right. I think the first thing is to say that we are fully committed to providing termination of pregnancy services in the hospital. And we've been actively planning these services for several months, and preparations are at an advanced stage. The issue is that to ensure the provision of safe, high-quality, sensitive and compassionate care for women, it is essential that we have finalised legislation in place, agreed model of care nationally, and approved national clinical guidelines. At the moment, none of those three things happen or have happened. There has been extensive work, and that's continuing to proceed at a pace, but they are not ready, and we now have only 20 days before this service is to be introduced. In my opinion, the country is not ready, and therefore the Coombe is not in a position to deliver these services from the 1st of January.
So it sounds very much as you are saying there, this is not an issue around the Coombe Hospital. It is an issue for politicians and for policy advisors and for policy makers.
That's absolutely correct. And we will continue to work collaboratively and extensively with the department and the National Women and Infants Healthcare Programme, in particular Cillian McGrain and Dr. Peter McKenna, to ensure that we implement fully these services in the manner in which they were intended, and that that is done safely.
So come the 1st of January, what can a woman presenting to the Coombe looking for a termination expect?
Well, I think it's very clear. First of all, at the moment, with only 20 days to go, we have no legislation that provides for that in this country at the moment. We don't have the model of care. We don't have clinical guidelines. So we want to be very, very clear to women. We do not feel that we are in a position to deliver those services, but we don't feel that anywhere in the country is in a position to deliver those services. We want to work with the department and the National Women and Infants Healthcare Programme to develop an implementation plan so that we can be very, very clear to women when these services will be available and how they will access those services, because the woman has to be at the centre of this.
As the master of the Coombe, a leading provider, clinician in terms of women's healthcare in this country, what are you saying is a reasonable time frame in order to start introducing the service if the legislation wends its way through the Dáil and the Oireachtas and is completed this week?
Yeah, and I think that's really important. So we are very close to it. There has been extensive work done, and particularly I can speak for my own hospital, extensive work in planning this. But we cannot pick a time until such time as we have the finalised legislation, we have the guidelines, we have the model of care, and we've ensured staff training. And there's ongoing training. I have just come from a WHO training course in my own hospital this morning in the Coombe.
What would you suggest is best practice? Because let's face it, you would be used to rolling out national programmes and dealing with new national policy. What do you think
Absolutely, and I feel that these could happen very early in 2019.
Are you talking February, March?
We don't have the guidelines. They must be in place before we can put a time frame on that. And they are close to being finalised, but they are not finalised now. So what we can say with certainty is that we cannot provide that in 20 days' time. And that's what we're being asked to do. So I would urge the department and the National Women and Infants Health Programme to work with us to establish a proper implementation, realistic time frame that we will have these services available to the women who desperately need them.
I come back to an earlier question. A woman presenting to you from the 1st of January, what are you, Dr. Sharon Sheehan, if she is your patient, going to say to her?
Well, at the moment, we don't know that the legislation will in fact even be in place by the 1st of January. So that's making an assumption that it is in place. If the legislation is in place, and that's a big if, because as we know, it's in the Seanad at the moment, we will not be in a position to be able to provide that service to the woman on the 1st of January. But we will be working very closely and extensively with the department to be in a position to pinpoint a time as to which we will provide
because
that service.
You understand that for women come the new year, this is going to be perhaps confusing and also distressing.
And that's why we're coming out with a very clear statement now, so that it isn't confusing for women, so that they understand fully. And we will continue to work collaboratively with all the stakeholders to ensure that that message for women is really, really clear. And I am aware that my concerns are shared by many obstetricians and gynaecologists and indeed managers around that country.
So when we heard the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health talking about perhaps over the weekend that services wouldn't be ready in all locations from the 1st of January, are you going stronger than that? Are you saying that you really don't see them being available anywhere?
I think it's very important that we implement the legislation as it was planned, and that is the totality of legislation, which is what we voted for in Ireland in May.
So what's safe for the government to do then?
Well, I think the government...
From the patient's point of view.
The first thing is that we need to understand when will the legislation be finalised. We need to wait until we have clinical guidelines approved, a national model of care agreed, and then present a realistic timeframe that is fair to everybody involved in providing those services as to when they can be provided. And that is not far from now. We are very, very close, and a huge amount of work has been done. And we are very appreciative of all the work that's been done, and we will continue to engage on the development of those national guidelines and patient information leaflets to make sure that everybody is completely clear as to what the service will be and when it will be available nationally.
If I may ask you a final and simple yes or no answer, would your advice to the minister be to delay the introduction until February or to March?
Yes.
Dr. Sharon Sheehan, Master of the Coombe Hospital, thank you indeed for coming in to us.